Becoming is a process, and as far as I can tell, we never fully arrive. Our whole lifetime is meant to be a wonderful opportunity to try, risk, make some mistakes, and celebrate the journey of striving to become the most whole version of ourselves. As you grow into your femininity, you will realize that you are gaining a new sense of feminine power. Power to entice and excite, to fill your world with creative, life-giving energy. You will discover that you have the ability to light up the world with your presence. You will notice that when you listen well, it makes people feel known and valued. You will learn that you can change the energy in a room and that your hug can change the trajectory of someone's day. With all this beauty and creative energy you bring to the world, you will be noticed. And when you are, you will learn that your body has tremendous power. This is where you'll have to make some choices. Choices that I desperately want to make for you, but that are yours alone to decide. Here's the thing. Your body is a gift to enjoy, a gift for you to offer. And it's going to be tempting to share your body with men you meet along the way, because it seems like the most natural expression of love you can offer someone. And let me tell you from experience, sharing your body with a man with whom you have no commitment has the potential to wound you. From what I can tell, the most fulfilling way to enjoy your body is to find a man whom you decide is worthy of your future, and then choose to commit your whole self to him. The physical pleasure your body is capable of is holy and good, and don't let anyone convince you otherwise. I'm absolutely certain you will make mistakes along the way, and please don't be too hard on yourself. The consuming love of God that formed you is always there to restore you. And one last thing about bodies. Too often as women, we do battle with our bodies, trying to make them fit a certain ideal, wrestling with food issues to conform to impossible standards. And if I could offer you any advice, it is to learn how to enjoy yourself. Many of the most beautiful women I know are stunning not because they have the most symmetrical faces or toned thighs, but because they like themselves. They enjoy good food and laugh unashamedly. They don't feel the need to obsess over every blemish. They have decided they are beautiful. Because of that, everyone believes them. Girls, this whole process of experiencing firsts is an invitation for you to experience the world in new ways. At some points, it may feel like your body is betraying you, but it isn't. It is offering you new opportunities to experience the life-giving power gifted us as women. So, my beauties, ask me anything. Nothing is off limits. I am by no means perfect at this being a woman business, but I have learned some things by making a few mistakes and will be glad to share all about them when you are ready to hear them. May you enter each new season of life with grace and excitement rather than shame. May you find a new sense of dignity with each milestone. I love you desperately and wholly. You are going to grow into the most wonderful women whom I can't wait to call friends. All my love always, M. Question and response. 1. What would your 12-year-old self have loved to hear from this letter about womanhood? 2. Take a quiet moment to check in on how you view your period, fertility, sexuality, and body image. What perspective shift is needed to feel more positive ownership of the woman you are? 3. What do you hope to model to your children, boys, or girls about being a woman?